So there are a lot of things going on with this case, including we've met with the victim's parents in this case multiple times. We're taking into account their wishes, the effects it may have on the children, and we are in negotiations with defense counsel right now. The case has been set for a final pretrial in mid-November, and we will come back for a jury trial in January should we be unable to negotiate the case into final settlement again. I am trying to keep the wishes of the victim's parents in mind when we do this. It's not always what we all want or like, but we have to think about the victims in this case and what possible effects it may have on them should this go to trial.
As far as the investigation into this defendant, is that complete or is that still ongoing?
It is still ongoing. There are additional things that have come up in the last few months. His defense attorney is aware of that, and we all have an obligation to make sure we follow through with everything, including any possible other victims, if there are any. I'm not going to speak as to whether there are or aren't, but unfortunately, with COVID, everything has delayed by almost a year. Some of the items of evidence still haven't been tested by the FBI or are currently with the FBI. So it is an ongoing investigation, and I know that it is hard for the community to understand that. I have no ability to stop him from getting a continuance, not to mention in order to get the investigation done and the scientific evidence back, we have to allow our labs to do that.
And the reason a trial can't take place now, a jury trial would be because still of the Supreme Court COVID restrictions?
That's correct. We have to protect our jury pool. As everyone knows, Mercer County's jury pool is not... it's not going to be big. It's a small crowd. We don't have the ability to separate people here in this courthouse to keep them 6 feet apart, nor do we have the technology to do it via Zoom or any other way. This is a 1800 courthouse. We're dealing with the technology we have and the restrictions from COVID and the governor's orders.